And able to better help you understand, I'm going to start with my childhood. Before I was born, my mother tried to have an abortion, and it failed. She never let me forget that. When I was born, my first name on my birth certificate was Jean. And for whatever reason, she went back and changed my name to David. My mother sold me 751 times to men for $15. I often tell people, at least I thought it was worth 20. When you look at it, people say, I'm sorry. Do not feel sorry for me. Because what the devil chose as something crappy, God gave me the ability to make keys out of it. 751 times. I grew up in a household where you never had to wonder where the cops were because they were at my house. You talk about the UFC, that wasn't developed by these guys just running this fighting deal. It was in my house. There was often bullet holes in my walls, and my father broke both of my legs, both my arms. And the one thing about my father, he was a horrible raging drunk. But man, he had one gift that I never understood until he passed away. My father was a great spark giver. He gave consistently every day, even though he was drunk. My mother remarried 6 times, and every one of the guys she remarried molested me. And my mother now has Alzheimer's. And I will tell you something, that when you start to face your maker, you start asking for forgiveness. My mother, I wrote a letter to her crying out often and showing my love to her. Well, often, 20 years, 3 months, 16 days, I wrote a letter. Never got a response. On the 17th day of the 20th year of the 3rd month, I got a letter back. I want you to understand, when you give, don't give to get something back. Give because it's the right thing to do. So in my life, I got into high school and they didn't know I'm severely dyslexic. When you chart dyslexia, it's here is the worst, I'm clear over here. I still go to classes 3 times a week to train my brain to read. I realized coming out of high school I was voted least likely to succeed, or least likely to succeed, most likely to be in prison. I had a teacher, though, that saw something in me. I was not a Christian, and I was in my speech class, and a guy was talking about an abortion, and he thought it was great, and I took a stand, and he kicked me out my senior year. This teacher tutored me. This teacher also took me to college, and long story short, I graduated. Let me tell you something. I went on to run a company that became a $140 billion company, and I had no moral compass. I think so many times today we appease ourselves by giving dollars and not of our heart. You can run around and give money all day long, it's not going to get you saved. It's not. When I became a Christian, I sold out 100%. I lost every friend I had. They didn't want to hear it. And I'm telling you, if you think being a Christian is easy, it's not. I hear people tell me all the time, I don't struggle. It's easy. I say, you're dead. It's not true. I speak to 4.2 million kids a year on average. We have no paid employees in our foundation. I will disagree with things that some people may think, that you have to have high paid people to grow a foundation. We're in 159 countries. Please don't call a random act of kindness, because if you do, you're not a Christian, because God does not do anything randomly. It's a spark. I'm going to tell you how that came to pass. My father always told me he was going to commit suicide. I believed it. I'm now closing the largest deal in our company history. It was $5.7 billion. I am less than 30 years old. Shouldn't happen. But I will tell you something I know is a fact. Even though I wasn't a Christian, God had his hand on me all the way through. I want to reverse one thing. My mother hated me so much, and I don't know why, other than I look like my father. At 6 years old, she drove me to a state, one state away, dropped me off. She told me to go pick flowers. I'm so dumb. I'm still picking flowers as she drives off. I never said I was the smartest person. And I continue to pick flowers for probably 2 more hours, wondering if she's coming back. She never came back. An old couple came to get me, took me to their house for 2.5 months. And I'm going to tell you something, when you have that kind of crap inside you and you feel like God was never there, it creates one unbelievable pickle. Why do I call it a pickle? You'll have to buy my book to see that.
Yeah.
I will tell you something, though. I had so much anger inside of me that I was arrested 200 and some times. I got kicked out of college, so they sent me to the military. I was in the military and the army for about 98 days, and they tricked me. They said, who wants to make a lot of money? Who hates the uniform you're wearing? Oh, I hated green, man. Sucked. I hated that uniform. And so they said, you and you, come on. They put me with eight other men. For 18 years, I served our country. I don't get retirement benefits. I was a contractor. When they didn't want to send the military in, or they couldn't because of Geneva Convention rules, they sent us in. So I'm thankful that the military trained me and taught me. So here is where I'm going to start OneSpark. OneSpark started because I was in a meeting and I had 9 PhDs in jerkology. I had perfected it well. I was so full of anger that it took 2 personal assistants to deal with me. One came in at 7 because I got there at 5 o'clock in the morning. She'd come in at 7. She couldn't handle me from 5 to 7. She'd come in at 7 o'clock. She was my personal assistant till noon. And you could see her literally counting the minutes. Please, Lord. Either let him die or let 12 get here. 12:01, it looked like the girl that then became my personal assistant was going to a funeral. They didn't like me. I didn't like them. And the only thing I cared about was making money. I didn't understand that making money came with a responsibility. When you're blessed, you got to bless. And so I was in there and I told them, if you come in and talk to me, I'm going to fire you. So she didn't say a word. She came in and put a note right in front of me. Your father said he loved you. I got up and chartered a flight home. My father lived 2.5 hours from the airport where I lived, and I drove. I pulled into the driveway, and it looked like my father had fallen asleep. He didn't fall asleep. He shot himself. I cleaned up my father's body because he was in his underwear. I put him in clothes before the coroner got there, and then I went into a small cafe.